195 and 0. One hitter quitter. One hitter quitter. On video on Instagram. I beat a 3-0 heavyweight boxer today. Hey, listen. Now that I'm on the air, pound for pound victory radio, or should I say, damn, I should have done like three different victory radios because I scored three wins in 3 days. I beat MMA Pro 5-3, Justin Gilman. Beat his ass. And if he wants to say something, because I saw him, he's talking some shit now, giving excuses why he lost. Son, you looked pretty fucking ready until I hit you with that right hand. And then with the body shots. And then he fucking quit, saying I'm punching too hard. He was throwing his best shots. You know what I mean? Listen, man, I crushed Justin Gilman. Then I crushed the Muay Thai champion. 6'6", 6'5 and a half. Okay, that's 6'6". Anyway, today, let me explain why I striked and fired and, you know, that heavyweight boxer today at the gym when he clearly did not want to fight me anymore. Now, let me just start from scratch. It's on Instagram. YouTube took it down. They gave me a strike. All right, I said, okay, man. Listen, I post only boxing matches. This is it. No more street fights. You pussy haters now see it. Now you fucking delusional clowns. This is a lesson that if I ever get into a street fight and I say that I won, that means I won. I'm the GOAT. If fucking Michael Jordan went to the park and said that he beat somebody, that he beat some guy, some other basketball player, one-on-one in a basketball game, but the game didn't get recorded, and if Michael Jordan made it public and said, hey, guess what, I just won a street ball game, everybody would believe him. Well, if the greatest boxer of all time says something, you best believe it's fucking true. That's why I got the camera guy. I said, point the fucking shit at him. And you all saw what happened to him. Left hook. That motherfucker, he should thank me that I didn't knock him the fuck out. He had his hands down. He was holding on to his bag after talking all that shit. I could have knocked him spark the fuck out, man. I hit him, and this motherfucker literally went under that fucking thing and just got the fuck out of there, man. 195-0, just like that. But let me explain to everybody why I hit him. Okay. Well, you know I challenge everybody at the gym. First guy I challenged said he was a boxer, didn't want to fight. I left him alone. This guy agreed right away. And he said, yeah, well, I started telling him about, you know, my boxing career. He started asking me, I said, I had hundreds of fights. He's like, hundreds of fights? He's like, yeah, well, nobody's beating me. You ain't beating me. He basically implied that he's going to beat me. Well, he said nobody's beating him. And then he said, yeah, I'll fight you. He's like, just want me, give me like about 30 minutes. Fuck, just like that Muay Thai 6'6 dude that I smashed the other 2 days. He's like, all right, you know, he's like, let me warm up, let me, you know, and he shadow boxed and all that shit. And I said, all right. Alright, hold on. Intermission here. Stanley, let's see, Nicholas, you need help, son. Hey, you're pranking my parents? This guy said that this heavyweight boxer said that he can beat me in my face, and he got punched in the face. Trust me, kid. You don't want to imagine what would happen to him or to anybody if they would prank my parents and, you know, and I saw that person in real life. But listen, well, now I think you can imagine because you saw, you know, the one-shot bomb I landed. It was a precision punch, more or less. But anyways, so this guy implied that he can beat me. He said, he's like, basically, well, yeah, you're hundreds of fights, hundreds of fights. He's like, nobody's beating me. I'm like, well, what's your record? He's like, 3-0. I'm like, 3-0? And he's like, how long have you boxed? He's like, since I was 14. I'm like, how old are you now? He's like, I'm 45 now. I'm like, okay. And you still box? He's like, yeah. He's like, underground. I'm like, okay. Yeah, I'm like, fair enough. 31 years, this guy was boxing, and he was a brown belt in Taekwondo, he told me. And he said, all right, and he looked ready. Like, and then he just bitches out last minute. He's like, hey, man, tomorrow, man, here's my number, tomorrow. And you know every time that happens, they motherfuckers don't fight. They give the wrong numbers, or they don't pick up. Tomorrow, I'm like, I'm here right now, man. And then I'm like, fuck it, I left it alone. And then, you know, I just went to the heavy bag room. I'm walking to the heavy bag room, and guess who I see? This motherfucker that I punched. His name's Tony. I didn't get his last name. Who gives a fuck what his name is, man? Enough of this delusional hater bullshit. These clowns have got exposed 3 fucking times in 3 days, man. Both fights on, 2 out of the 3 fights are on video. Justin Gilman got his ass beat, the MMA fighter that's following me on fucking Instagram. Man, hey, listen, that clown wants redemption. He can get knocked the fuck out again. TKO'd. Stanley, shut the fuck up, man. Everybody knows you're fucking mentally ill, man. This is your fucking name. We looked you up, Stanley. See, Nicholas Stanley's mad because I beat up Justin Gilman in a Muay Thai guy and a heavyweight boxer today, man. Hey, so, you know, how did it feel watching me punch a heavyweight boxer and him literally fucking basically running away from me with his literally with his bag packed? But anyways, so I go to the heavy bag room and I see this motherfucker. And he comes up to me and he starts hitting the bag, and I start just like punching him, but like not like, I wasn't hitting him full out. I start hitting him with the gloves. I'm like, come on, man. I was literally doing my best for him to throw back. I said, here, free shot, motherfucker. And this motherfucker just kept walking. I told the people, I'm like, close the fucking doors. I'm like, so I can, you know what I mean? So I can fuck this motherfucker up, you know, for real, full out, so I can put him to sleep. And he walks out, and he goes on that bullshit, whatever the fuck he was doing. And then there was some dude standing next. I'm like, yo, Mike, hold the camera. That's it. Because this motherfucker was saying that he can beat me. If you're going to tell me that you can beat me, listen, internet retards. No, if you're going to tell me in my face that you can beat me, then you better fucking try to beat me. You better attempt to beat me. You're not going to say you're going to beat me and then you're going to be like, oh, let's do it tomorrow. No, not happening. And then guess what? And he tells me, oh, you're that boxer from YouTube. Yeah, man, good punches, man. Yeah. Oh, you're that boxer from YouTube? Oh, okay. So this guy's going to, if I wouldn't have fucked him up like I did, he would go home and he would talk shit about me on the internet. Just like that Justin Gilman clown. Well, hey, well, thank God I beat the shit out of Justin Gilman in a boxing match. Right? And thank God I smashed this guy. So I said, you all saw the video, man. I punched him in the face. Fuck. Fuck, that's such a relief, man. Of course I wanted, you know, it would have been great if I beat his ass, well, you know, in a boxing match. But hey, you know, whatever, a street fight, you know. But hey, I can't post it. I can't do this shit anymore. I don't want to get locked up, man. You know, fucking risk my freedom today. I got a beautiful girlfriend. What the fuck? What am I gonna, you know, tell her? You know, no, I just told her I won a boxing match with gloves. You know, well, I literally did win with gloves, but listen, man, I told her I'm done with all the street fighting, man. Yeah, it's all good. I did what I had to do. You know what I'm saying? Hey, listen, harassing my family, threatening my mother, that's okay, right? But when I punch a heavyweight boxer that said that he can beat me, bark, 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 like Nicholas Stanley, bark, 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 this, he said that he's like, nobody's beating me. When I said, let's box, he's like, man, nobody's beating me. That's implying that he can beat me. He said he can beat me. And then he backs out. He makes me wait for 30 minutes. There was some fans at the gym. There was like a hater, I think, and there was some fans. And I'm like, wait a minute, you're not going to tell the champ. I showed him the GOAT shirt. I'm like, hey, look, greatest of all time, motherfucker. I'm like, when I was in jail, I'm like, you a Southsider? I'm like, I don't know. He didn't answer that. Yeah, I'm like, I don't know if he's a Southsider. I'm like, when I was in jail, I showed the Southsiders how to fight, motherfucker. I'm like, let's do this shit. No, I intimidated the shit out of him. You know what I mean? Heavyweight boxer. Man, that left hook. Let's play that shit right now, man. So if you go on Instagram right now. Fuck, man, these fucking kids are loud. Hold on. Alright, let's play this shit right now, man. So what's up, you bitch-ass haters? I punched that heavyweight boxer, and he fucking ran from me. He didn't do anything. I thought he was going to fight back. I was shocked that he didn't fight back. All that bragging that he did, and he... Wow. Man, even my precision punches hurt. Look at this shit, man. Oh, boy. Dude, I beat the shit out of him, man. In the back room, I was jabbing him and shit. I was trying to, make him fight me. I'm like, free shot, motherfucker, with the Wii. And this motherfucker just opened the door, and he's leaving, and I don't give a fuck, man. You tell me that you can beat me? You're going to get beat, believe me. No, listen, hundreds of thousands of people backed out of fight me. What, are you crazy? I'm not going to fucking attack somebody if they back out of fight me. He said he can, again, he said he can beat me, and then he backed out. No, that is crossing the line. I'm the fucking greatest of all time. I'm the real GOAT. Delusional LeBron James? Listen, he may be, I'm not praising him as a baller. Kevin Durant's going to be Finals MVP. Not LeBron James, or maybe Steph Curry will be, I don't know. But probably Durant. Durant's their best player. But the point is that I'm 195 now. I want to take a break. I need a break. Come on, man. I beat three people in 3 days, man. 10 wins from April to May. Who the fuck, man? That's 18 wins already, man. We're in May still. 18 wins already, man. See, remember how the year started slow? Like, people were backing out, and it was like, fuck, you know? It's like, who's going to, you know, when are fighters going to start stepping up? And it just, I'm destined for greatness. It just continues. These wins, whether it be with gloves, whether it be street fight, bare knuckle, whatever, I continue to win. And these psychotic haters are fucking, they're so jealous of me, man. And not just in boxing, but in every aspect of life. The most important aspect, which is women. You know, when I was with Claudia, posted videos of her, they insulted Claudia. When I was married to Daria, they insulted Daria when I posted videos of her. Now they're praising her because she's with some fucking fat-ass clown. Who the fuck is that fat ass clown? Who's he punching on YouTube? Nobody. You know what I'm saying? It's like, come on. My current girlfriend, Goddess, what do? They start comparing her to Kim Kardashian. They start saying, oh, she looks like a pig. Kim is way better. These people are fucking sick. Oh, did you see how I dissed Kim Kardashian on Instagram? Hey, listen, man. It's like today's such a great day. I got so much shit off my chest today. I beat a heavyweight boxer / hater, and I told Kim Kardashian, I'm like, bitch, you think you're hot? Yeah, no, she is hot, but my girl's hotter. Come on. That's a given. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like pranking my parents, harassing my family, threatening my mother with, you know, like, sexually, like, so, you know, I heard all the messages, you know, this Rick Robinson guy is going to jail, man. Threatening my mother, you know, like, harassing my family and shit, you know, that's okay, right? But when Charlie Zelenoff punches some fucking boxer who bragged and said he can beat Charlie Zelenoff, that's, oh my God, it's assault, let's report him. You fucking pussies and hypocrites, man. You fucking clowns got on today again, man. You got on, you always fucking, you people are sick, man. That, man, I'm going to keep winning, man. I'm going to be fucking 600, 700 in all one day wasn't. At whatever number I decide to retire, you know, I'm just saying that all these prank deliveries, all this shit, you know, it's okay. Yeah, nobody says a word about it. And yeah, it's fine, you know, prank deliveries, harassing the family, you know what I'm saying? But when Charlie Zelenoff strikes back, you pussies cry, whine. That's it. Then your period hits. No, you're on your now you're on your periods. See what I'm saying? Anyways, man, I'm 195 now, man. Hey, who wants to get smacked next, man? See, it's now you do lose no haters. Now you schizophrenics see the difference between your little La La Land fantasy world on the internet. Pranks, phone calls, you know, blah, blah, blah. Hey, I guarantee you that boxer that I punched today in the face, he knew me. He said, I knew you from YouTube. I guarantee you he talked shit about me before. I literally, no, it's 1,000,000% he talked shit about me before. What happened today, though? Face to face to face. When you see Charlie Zelenoff face to face, it is a different ballgame, motherfuckers. Oh, it's a whole different ballgame. Whole different ballgame, and you all saw it today. Hey, 196, he's going to get fucked up too. You already know it.